This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Theater Lab, located on Florida Atlantic University's Boca Raton campus, presents a reading of a new play every week. This past Wednesday, the play was Mall America by Peter Sagal. Yes, that Peter Sagal.
I was a geeky kid who loved the theater. I acted in plays when I was in high school. I was the big, you know, drama jock, starred in all the plays. And then I got to college and I found out that I really wasn't that good an actor because they were much better actors. And then I decided I'd be a director. And so I started directing plays. But then I found people who were better directors than I was. So then I figured the last thing left was to try writing plays. And I was sort of contemplating how I would manage to support my family, because I had gotten married and we had just had a baby. And I got this phone call saying, would you like to host this radio show? And I said, okay. And about 18 years later, here I am. When I was writing plays, I would always think about these dark things that I was interested in. That seemed to be what attracted to me. Yet, so I'd write these very dark plays, and yet I was so nervous about people enjoying themselves that I would just put in a lot of jokes. And they're there for two reasons. The first reason is for your benefit, which is if you don't like anything else, at least there are some jokes. So you go home and people say, well, how was the play? I said, well, it was this miserable, depressing thing about a mass shooting and everybody was very sad. But there were a couple of good jokes. And it's very important for me because I'm sitting in the back of this or whatever theater. And as long as you're laughing, I assume you're having a good time and I don't feel so bad. So it's a transaction. And then I got this job where now I just do the jokes without the murders. This is what happened. I will explain now the origin of this play. This was back in the 90s and we have forgotten about this because they've become so commonplace, but at the time there was a particularly awful mass shooting. A guy named Colin Ferguson stood up on the Long Island Railroad rail car and just started shooting people. And in the aftermath, I was living in New York at the time, and in the New York Times there was an article, and it was about not a victim, of which there were about five, and it was not about the murderer who was in jail for the rest of his life. It was about a bystander, a witness. And in this particular case, it was a woman, I don't remember her name, but she was a nurse who happened to be riding to work on the train, and she actually helped people. She, you know, was a nurse. She could do first aid. But she felt terrible. She was incredibly depressed and traumatized and sad. I remember the photograph. I have it in my file somewhere, this woman wiping away tears, and I was like, well, why do you feel so sad? You didn't do anything. You even helped. And I started wondering, why would she feel so sad? I've often said this, that there's an old bromide, a cliche, you should write what you know. I feel that is incorrect advice. What you should write is about stuff you don't know and want to find out. So this whole play began as just the question is, why did she feel so bad? And everything else sort of happened from there.
The Playwrights Forum is part of a multi-component professional theater program, all dedicated to the deepening of the creative process at FAU and the development of new work in American theater. For more information, visit fau.edu/theater. You can follow me on Twitter at Arts Radio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.